coming to you live from inside the globe, perched high atop the Bugle Planet building in sunny Gotham City. It's Hey Kids Comics with two guys who are always ready to seduce the innocent, your hosts, Andrew Farmer and the Jedi Cole Houston. And now it's time for Hey Kids Comics.
Hey Cole, you hear that?
I hear it.
Sounds like tiny hoofbeats on the roof of the Jedi Cole Studios, and that can only mean one thing.
It's a click, click, click. Yes, it's hailing.
It's hailing. It's hail season. Yeah. We also should probably hail Rudolph because...
there you go. Yeah, I'm going to run out and catch hail on my tongue.
That's not a good idea. That's a bad idea. Let's not do that. But it is time once again for our...
Christmas is okay out in all that hail.
Slamtacular. He's fine. He's the strongest mutant in the Marvel Universe, remember?
Oh, that's true. Yes, indeed.
He's good. He's solid. But yes, we have returned from hiatus officially.
You actually brought up a point there. Does that make him now the first mutant, not Namor?
Well, I think it depends on which. If I'm to believe that Santa is like James Bond. Where it's a title in memoriam, you know, forever. When is this iteration of Santa?
So it's more like Santa, the Santa Claus, than say Santa Claus is coming to town.
I only believe in the Santa Claus. That's my mythology.
I'm just sort of steeped in the Rankin Bass verse.
I really want to explore the shared Rankin Bass universe that should exist. If it doesn't, and where are my YouTube conspiracy theory videos that go along with it, with people circling thing in red and
circles there. But that enough about that. We're back to Santa, the most powerful mutant.
But not only that, we're back to the show. It's been a month since we've been
good
here.
Night.
Over
yes,
a
indeed.
Month, I think.
And, yes, indeed. It has been, and we have we've made good use of our hiatus. We're rested up. We're back. We kind of vacationed in Markovia and Wakanda and other fake countries that end in
Latveria. I spent a lovely evening in Latveria.
Yeah, the neat thing is use the Priceline for Latveria. There's so many accommodations there that are free, but then of course they don't reveal that it turns out to just be a Latverian prison.
It's the Hotel California of Europe. You can check out anytime you like, but you can't leave. You can never leave. But that's beside the point. We are happy to be back. We are ecstatic to be back into the loving graces and arms of podcasting and you guys.
I would use this as a one of the many platforms to announce that the Rancor Pit, the pre-recorded show, is coming back too. It has been on a much longer hiatus while we concentrated on the live show.
Yeah, you had the live show.
Show, other things, and also launching our own new shows on DallasOnAir.com. The first Sunday of every month being Figments with Eddie Medina and Colleen Medina, and the third Sunday of every month being Isle of Toys with myself.
Yes, Cole. Now that you've gotten your plugs out before you even
that's
start all right.
The DallasOnAir.com, the first damn and third it. Sundays of every month, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m.
All right.
Central.
Every year we come together. I've got my PJs on. I've got a nice fire in the hearth for us tonight, Cole. I've got some hot cider.
I've got one of those, like, Zach and Miri make a porno where I've got a big barrel, trash barrel, with the fire going inside of a building, enclosed building.
That's the way you celebrate Christmas. It's a different... Yeah, we don't judge you on your tradition.
I know, but it turns out it's much different than in the cinema.
It probably... I mean,
It's a lot smokier.
It's fire. It's fire. Yeah. So, yes, it's going to be more smoky.
I don't know. They must have had some incredible ventilation in that apartment.
I mean, you have no idea. There wasn't an entire wall. But we come together every year to...
one is the ceiling.
To give you last-minute gift ideas for the nerd, geek, comic book fan in your life. Cole, you did this one, Rantcore, I believe, earlier To give some people some ideas for the Star Wars fan.
Yes, the first Sunday of the month, we did our annual gift-giving guide. And, you know, there's just never enough time in that hour to tell you all the really cool gifts. And this is the comic book version, or, and then some.
Yeah, we got some bleed over. We got some bleed over here. So why don't we go ahead and get started? So get out a notepad, get on Amazon. Go on to, I think a fair amount of what we're going to talk about tonight is available on Big Bad Toy Store and Thing from Another World. And
Think Geek, Entertainment Earth. There's a lot of great places to get your hands on a lot of this stuff.
So without further ado, Cole, do you have an entry point for us tonight for people to get that last minute shopping done?
Absolutely. I'm going to go first. I'm going to go big, you know.
Go big or go home. That's what they say.
That's right.
Wieners. Wieners is what they say.
Because this is your opportunity to go big, but not, you know, seem like you've gone bigger. Because thankfully,
all of this advice you could possibly get.
Now tell me, this is your opportunity to get something that at a little better than half off. That is really cool. If you're looking for a higher end collectible for the comic fan, the hardcore. Especially DC Comics fan, if they're like strictly make mine Marvel, maybe this isn't the best choice. But the folks over at Think Geek, still to this moment anyway, have the Dark Knight Returns Batman versus Superman statue.
It's gorgeous.
And this is based on the comic book The Dark Knight Returns, the climactic scene in the armored Batman versus mega. Mega cowlick,
yeah,
Superman.
What's the name of that late night host that I can never remember his name?
Was it like the Conan O'Brien?
Yeah, the Conan O'Brien haired.
Yeah, I think Frank Miller invented Conan O'Brien's hair.
I think he just invented Conan O'Brien.
Well have invented Conan O'Brien for that matter. But this is the, you know, the climactic battle with the kryptonite gun and Superman and Batman facing off in the on the remains of the mega Batmobile. And this was a pretty substantial statue, probably. Oh, and what's wonderful is inside those remains is I didn't realize this until I started actually scrolling through some of the imagery. Deep within the Batmobile, upon remains upon which they're battling, you actually have the young new Robin pulling back her slingshot.
Really? I guess there's more images, that I'm not seeing.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. There it is.
How absolutely. This thing just gets even better. It's, you know, cold cast porcelain, like much of the statuary available to fandom is these days. Originally $349.99, and, you know, you could say, yeah, my loved one's worth that, but I'm cheap, and I'll be happy to pay $164.99. What's amazing is it's more than half off, and says, note, this item excluded from site-wide discounts. What more do you want? Jeez.
Except for the fact that it's already half off. What it was exactly,
and it qualifies for free shipping.
It's gorgeous. I mean, it's a beautiful statue. There is no reason. I mean, that's at that price. I can't imagine not getting it.
Yeah, this is the time to buy. If you've looked at this statue before and you weren't aware, you hadn't maybe checked out Think Geek sales. There's a lot of cool stuff on the Think Geek right now that's on sale. By the way.
I went a little outside the box this year, Cole. A couple times. A couple of these I went outside the box in my research. The statue is awesome, but I started thinking, what are you gonna do for the lady in your life? Or you know, identifying lady. We don't stand on that around here. I found a collection at Logan Hollowell, since we're talking about higher end collectibles collectibles or Christmas presents right now.
Yeah.
Of jewelry based on Thor Ragnarok, ranging it's gorgeous, ranging in price from about $125 on up to $850. depending on what you want, there are a various. The ones that really caught my eye were the Hela green agate. Is it agate or agite?
It's agate.
It's agate. Okay. Jewelry set with earrings and necklace and ring. Based on the movie, there's Valkyrie swords, there's a Valkyrie wing pendant, there is a ton of Loki stuff. It's really, really cool, a little on the pricey side, but jewelry tends to be. So
yeah, you're going to see that happen a lot.
So, Cole, I would really enjoy getting you this Thunderbolt lightning pendant, only because I know that it's dual purpose for you. Because of your fandom for Elvis and taking care of business, I would really like to get you, you know, this on both of those counts.
Well, on the Elvis end of things, I'd heard the audio for this long before I saw the video. Apparently, there is a performer going by the name of Clownvis.
No.
And so you might just want you might want to like. You know, just listen to the audio alone because the audio is brilliant. Where he does Elvis doing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air
really?
Theme song, and it is absolutely brilliant. Where it's sort of like in West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playgrounds, where I spent most
Maybe
of my days.
You should give somebody that for Christmas.
I don't have your tremendous fear of clowns
or my tremendous love for Elvis. That's the real problem.
That's it's like acids and bases at that point. But, Clownvis is kind of scary even to me
as well.
So just close your eyes and enjoy. I just thought that was brilliant since you brought up Elvis.
Well, okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate you confusing everything about my love of Elvis as well as...
Yeah, combining one of your great loves with one of your great fears is how we're going to get through this.
That's how we're going to make this happen. So what else you got there? What else you got?
I derailed your train of thought with that.
Yeah, you completely derailed me.
Beautiful, but frightening... thing indeed. You know, on the subject of Hela,
I thought you were going to go back to Clownvis, and I wasn't.
You don't know how I wish. But on the topic of Hela, who just holy crap, absolute brilliance, one of the most uniquely costumed characters in the entire Marvel universe, brought to life in the cinema, and they didn't pull the punches. They didn't try to. Oh, you know, that whole, you know, horn thing, that Irish elk look is just too much to do.
Gorgeous.
Know.
It was perfect.
Oh, they just, and the casting and everything about it and the FUD. And Hela has a couple of really great incarnations, one presently available, fairly readily available from what I've seen in the last few weeks, and one that would be kind of a, you know, hey, I bought this for you, but you can't have it yet. Because it doesn't arrive until somewhere in the fourth quarter of 2018.
Jeez.
Yeah, so, you know, if you got an eye on next Christmas, perhaps, I don't think our love for Hela is going to fade.
Especially not with what you're talking about here.
Yeah, because the folks over at Sideshow are importing Hot Toys 6-scale Hela. Excuse me. Wow. I don't think I could reproduce that. That was well timed.
That was really well timed. You should have just kept going like a drunk uncle at a party.
I know. That was like Bill Murray and Meatballs there. Just, I can't do that. Oh, really? Very obscure reference, of course, since it's me. But yeah, Hot Toys just does some of the most amazing translating these full scale people costumes into these 12-inch scale action figures, and the likenesses are just insane, right down to even getting a crunchy Mjolnir for her to hold in her hand.
By the way, I don't know what direction I'm going to go with this yet. Just write it out. It's still I believe that I went to Denny's like a week ago and had their crunchy Mjolnir platter. It's great.
It really is. It's
pineapple.
A lot of,
who would have thought? Pineapple. pineapple.
I didn't realize you could deep fry pineapple and then put it in a waffle.
You know what? You're not wrong. And for some reason, the Tabasco just added that little something.
Who'd have thought?
Crunchy Mjolnir.
It's layered. Yeah, it's part of their Ragnarok menu.
Yeah.
And go check it out.
When the night ends forever.
That's right. You know, the Surtur blackened catfish is also pretty good.
Surtur blackened catfish. Okay, keep going. I'm done with my little improv game now.
There you go. Well, yeah, it's like all of the Hot Toys figures. The reproduction of the costume and the scale is just phenomenal. And then you get like a bunch of different hands.
You get all them people hands that they. That
yeah,
they
you get the variety of people hands, so she can like be ready to be really ostentatious, or she can grip a sword or other weaponry. She comes with a pair of her little, you know, her twin blade Schick Insta blades. She's got. She's got the crunchy Mjolnir. She's got even a really nice little display stand, which is handy because sometimes these guys are, you know, it's hard to get your footing on an action figure that has a giant helmet head going on. But if the $235 price tag is a bit much, or even the $52.88 per month on the payment plan,
yeah,
especially for something you're not going to see for practically a calendar year. You can get in stores now the Thor Ragnarok Marvel Legends Hela, which I believe you and I both own one. But
it's beautiful. And yeah.
It really is. It is a gorgeous. She's got the cape and the sword and the antlers and the whole nine yards. And the Marvel Legends line just gets better because now the sculpts are even more photorealistic. A line that was coined by a friend when I was a child, and then this was absolutely freaking hilarious, fartalistic. I don't know if you ever got to, when you were living in Texas, go and visit the Water Garden in Fort Worth, where they filmed the third act scene in Logan's Run.
Yeah.
And
okay, I'm with you now.
Upon actually visiting that location in childhood, that particular friend yelled out to the entire world that evening, fartalistic! Needless to say, that stuck with me.
Oh, man. That's awesome. That's great. No, this picture, I mean, the fact that every Hot Toy... Cole, do you have a Hot Toy yet in your...
I actually own the very... I think it was the first Dark Knight Joker that they did.
Okay. So I don't own one yet, but if you don't have one, you need to understand that what we're talking about here is a photorealistic action. Action figure doesn't do it justice.
No, I'm looking over the Joker, who I keep under a glass dome because I fear it.
the intrinsic weight of having that thing needs to be shielded.
He's got various other hands, of course, that are in the box and storage. But, you know, he's got the little knife in one hand. And he came with, I think, a dozen playing cards.
That's amazing.
And they include, the faces of them include the Joker card that was in the evidence bag in Batman Begins. The Joker card that he leaves with the gangsters.
Ah, yes.
The Joker card that was in the case file that the doomed judge opens. Lord. And a bunch of other different faces that represent probably actual Joker cards from various eras.
That's amazing. That is so
damn cool. And so I've got about
cool.
five of them. If you're very careful, you can cram a good stack of them where they're all splayed out in one hand.
Bet you can.
And then he has a bunch of... Little tiny money bills. I can't remember if they were like $100 bills or something. And so the remainder of the Joker cards and all that money is just all at his feet under that dome. And it's just the stuff they come out with. They just every little detail is there.
So while we're on the topic of Thor, You have one on your list that I really, really want. And unfortunately, it is out of stock right now, but that doesn't mean that you can't plan for it. So
yeah, you know, you could always invoke this with a gift card or just, you know, order it out. Actually, you can't buy it right now because it's sitting out of stock.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, this was brilliant. I don't know. They haven't taken it down. So yes, indeed. So ideally, this will come back around. I can't tell you how much it is because they didn't put it on there. But it is the what is billed as Marvel Thor's Hammer 4-foot oversized foam prop.
This
is a 4-foot tall by probably 2.5-3 foot wide Mjolnir.
It's awesome. It is awesome. It is so big.
That makes you feel like wee Thor.
Well, and the funny thing was,
Loki has shrunk me to a tiny diminutive size, but I am still the only one who can pick up Mjolnir.
Well, it's much in the same vein as the, you know, when Thor gets turned into the frog.
Exactly. You could just get like a frog suit.
It's the best cosplay.
Yeah, and then just run around with Mjolnir and say, oh no, what have they done to me now?
You really, that somebody out there, please, for the love of God, do it.
Yes,
do it.
Absolutely.
I want this, Cole. This is the thing that I want.
This is the sort of thing you put in, you know, if I win the lottery, this is the thing I'm going to seek out, and it'll be just sitting in the middle of the living room.
Yeah.
Like have one of those big round living rooms with a conversation pit.
You want your James Bond villain living room is what you want.
You have no idea. There's going to be like an aquarium that goes around the entire structure.
Well, what you do with that ultimately is you turn that into a coffee table.
That's so true.
Yeah, you just make that damn thing into a coffee table. God, it looks so good. And they, of course, they had to find the smallest model humanly possible to associate with this hammer, so she's probably 4'11".
Yeah, exactly.
Funny.
Yeah, she's $4 and change dripping wet, and so it accentuates the size of it.
It does. It does. It really, really
and then
does.
They got this guy doing his Thor cosplay. Giant.
Yeah, this force perspective Thor picture. Yeah, I love it.
Probably 4 foot and change as well.
They find the tiniest man. Yeah. Oh, man, I want one of those super bad. So,
it's like, oh, yeah. My husband's tiny as well, and he dresses up as Thor routinely.
So while we're talking about cosplay, I have one that I've been meaning to bring up, but I just have been kind of scared to do it because it's not directly comic book related, with the exception of one thing. But for the gentleman out there, or for anybody buying for the gentleman, there is a website. If you've listened to this show, you know that Cole and I love David S. Pumpkins. Cole, are you part of it?
Any questions?
Are you part of it?
I am so part of it.
There is a website called Oppo Suits, opposuits.com, OPPOsuits.com, that have novelty suits that surpass the idea of the novelty suit into legitimate, unique formal wear. They do have a Joker suit, which is purple with kind of a Joker pastiche to it. My only problem is for men of my particular diminutive size that should probably be holding that Thor's hammer in those pictures, they still don't make them in a 34, but they have everything from a Darth Vader suit to which has tiny Darth Vaders throughout, an R2-D2 fabric-based suit to what looks like, you know, kind of a onomatopoeic comic book suit, to the one that I'm really interested in, which is the suit known as the White Knight, which is a white suit, which I've been looking for a solid white suit for 2 years in order to make my Moon Knight cosplay come to fruition. So anybody who's out there that's listening, they can get me this white suit in a 34, because, again, Thor's hammer. Please, for the love of God, do it. Opposuits.com. There are stuff for men. There are stuff for women.
Oh, and there's like a suit that looks like that all the characters from The Big Bang Theory had worked out their chalkboard problems on it.
Yeah, I see that one, the science faction suit.
Yeah, there's like, you know, physics and molecular biology and all kinds of stuff going on there.
I think by far my favorite of the suits that are out there are the Confederoni suits.
Ah, yes.
It's just a migraine waiting to happen. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Starstruck's good. They have solid colored suits like purple, like blue, green.
Well, you have to say that the Galaxy guy, if you want to, like, this is like formal day for eternity for Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just this swirl of galactic purples and blacks and blues going on.
It's beautiful. But yeah, that's my choice. They usually range in price from about $100 to $120 for a suit, which, keep in mind, these aren't your highest quality suits, but $100 for a suit that you're gonna wear is amazing. Not to mention the fact that if you have yet to see the Festive Force suit, you should probably check that out.
Oh, well, I mean, that I did see it. It's like the ugly sweater suit for Star Wars. And the Bloody Harry.
Yeah, the Bloody Harry's good, too. They have a lot of Halloween suits that, of course, I gravitate to because that's my favorite holiday. They have the, of course, the Blacko Jacko Jack-O-Lantern suit. They have the, which one was my favorite Halloween? The Bloody Harry's great. The Bloody Harry's great, but I also like the Haunted Ombre suit as well as the Skullington suit. There are so many.
And of course the Harley King.
The Harley King suit. The Zombiac is pretty good too. Like,
and depending on which state you live in or what your inclinations are as far as helping encourage your state to go the way of California and Colorado and other states that begin with C, the Cannaboss.
The Cannaboss.
When you go out to your make weed legal rally.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Enough Oppo suits. OppoSuits.com. Get yourself raise the bar for your.
There needs to be like a some sort of bespoke type of like Kingsman place where you could have custom suits made from like silk Star Wars suits.
From whatever you want, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Where you know like those Hong Kong suit shops where you just go in.
Where you walk in and they just look at me and go, and they just, yeah, I walk out with a Captain America suit.
They come out with this bolt of cloth with Cap shield on it.
Like, that's the one. You nailed it. You nailed it, suit guy. You nailed it to the wall. All right, we need to move on. What else you got, Cole?
Oh, God. Let's see. What else, indeed? Well, you know, we're talking about cosplay. There's a character who started out life as just a package full of plastic pieces and bring your own tuber.
That is a good transition, man.
Yeah. And who allowed you to waste good food in a period in history where we were happy to, you know, have prosperity returning to this country by cramming a bunch of plastic parts into it. And it's like, okay, that's the one you're going to eat. And that is, of course, Mr. Potato Head, who later evolved into having a plastic fake spud body of his own.
Well, how many eyes do you have to blind on Mr. Potato Head to become Daredevil?
Yeah, well, the frightening thing is, there you go. So that's where I was headed with this. I found this on ppwtoys.com. Pew-pew! I guess. It's a good PPW wow. Toys. I don't know. You could probably find this elsewhere. This is where I first stumbled on it. And they've got it at the nice price of $14.99. Did it again. About Christmas just makes me belchy. But yes, the Marvel's Daredevil Mr. Potato Head.
It's fantastic. I love it.
So it's actually it must be from Funko. Or something akin to that. So it's not like a proper Mr. Potato Head, but it is Mr. Potato Head done up as Daredevil, as a vinyl collectible, as this part of the Pop Taters line.
It's close enough, right? It's close enough. Yeah,
and about the size of an average Mr. Potato Head. Apparently, you just can't go and interchange his parts.
Well, the beauty is, if you look at their website,
mustache from Toy Story.
The beauty is, if you look at their website, they've got quite a few. Now, I will say, I like the intrinsic value of the joke that is Daredevil Potato Head a lot.
Yes, the blinded eyes was a brilliant notion there.
But they have probably 10 or 15 different Marvel versions of Mr. Potato Head, ranging from what looks like a classic Vision.
You and I hit the same one. I'm like, holy crap, Vision.
Like, that's a weird one to have. Like, the Doctor Strange Potato Head is pretty nice. Like, they've got some really... all right, that's pretty cool. I'll buy it.
And it looks like some of the Potato Head versions are available as keychains as well.
Yeah, I'll buy it. I'll buy that. Okay, great, cool. Awesome.
Yeah, what's cool with the Daredevil one is the kind of reddish lenses.
Yeah, you know, it is cool. And the baton.
Over the eyes. Yeah, and he's got his baton. There's like the Ant-Man Mr. Potato Head. There's some Ghostbusters, Star Wars, and even the alien Big Chap has
made it
strangely taken on. And actually looking at the graphic on that one, it may be that it's like a proper Mr. Potato Head and all that.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it is. Well, if we're talking about Daredevil, I want to venture available now pretty much everywhere your finer comic book toys are available, and also on the big sites. There's a hold on. That was not as well timed as your.
No, well, you know.
There.
We can't all get dyspeptic on cue.
I ventured recently into the world of Marvel Select action figures, which are the 6-inch action figures akin to the Marvel Legends, but they have really, I really like the sculpts. They aren't movie accurate, right? But the sculpts are really good. They come with a lot of really cool stuff. Generally, they're $10 or so more than the Legends, unless you can find them on sale, which the Disney store often carries them. I remember, what was it, Cole, about 2 months ago that they had the Guardians of the Galaxy line that was marked down to like $8 a figure, and I ended up getting.
And this is the time of year where you really, if you have a Disney store in your area, go check it out, because a lot of stuff is getting blown out.
Yeah. But there is a TV show accurate Daredevil Marvel Select figure that is beautiful, that is accurate to the TV show almost to a T, at least suit wise and. You get that Daredevil ennui from it that you don't get. And I like the select figure better than I like the the Marvel Legends figure, to be honest. They're both great figures, but I like this figure better. So this is a little no-brainer, $23 on Big Bad Toys. You can find it just about anywhere, and you could probably still get it in time for Christmas if you've got the fan of the TV show out there. You go ahead and order that one up. That's all I got to say about that. We don't have to go into great detail.
Well, absolutely. Well, you know, talking about live action stuff, especially one that wasn't originally on the list, but it came to mind because recently. Recent personal acquisition as well. You know, for a while now, we've been seeing the DC Multiverse Justice League movie figures out in the stores.
Right, yeah.
And you've got all the, you know, usual suspects, the one you're half expecting that have the Build-A-Figure for Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
And then very quietly, they came out with another wave, I guess.
Yeah.
And they snuck this one in on us. And that's Mira.
Yeah, which is gorgeous.
From Justice League, and an absolutely stunning figure. She comes with interchangeable, like, water shooting hands, I guess, for reasons. But I really liked, you know, I have a little confession, you know, transparency here. I have yet to go see Justice League.
Right.
It just, there's nothing about it that made me as anxious to go see it as, say, Thor.
Sure.
But I will, from the moment, like 8 months ago or longer, the first picture of Mira came out. I was like, oh, they nailed the look so perfectly, you know, where they had just completely destroyed Aquaman for me cinematically. They hit their marks with Mira.
It's See, I still support that Aquaman.
I understand the logic. If any character needed to be Jason Momoa, logically speaking, to be digestible to the unwashed public, it was Aquaman. Because otherwise,
unless you can be Batman, and then Batman will be Jason Momoa. So
I mean, otherwise you stand on the edge of having a character that just becomes, I don't know, when most of the populace imagine that Aquaman is gay, that's how you put forth the antithesis of that.
Right, yeah.
And allow people to say, you know, they Jason Momoa, but he could still be gay.
Right. and it would be fine as long as it's Jason Momoa.
Exactly. So, you know, I just, it felt like that was just a poorly realized decision. But this figure is really cool. It's currently, as I speak, $11.99 on Amazon.
That's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, and it's got like the 1999 with the strike through.
Yeah.
Saving $8 if you buy it the second you hear this, provided this stays that way. Keep it that way, Amazon. But, you know, for one that I don't think I've ever seen in the stores, and you may not have seen in the stores yourself, and it's a proper – I mean, they don't show the picture of the box, but it is part of that line. And I think it may be – there are probably a couple others in that release that aren't a Build-A-Figure ones.
Yeah,
but that one, I just, you know, I love the character of Mira. I've got the DC Direct Mira that they later retooled and just repainted for Darkest Night. But I've got the original in the green where they spent the time to sculpt all the little scales and stuff in her costume. And it's just, this was a nice touch. It was nice to have a really cool Mira figure available as well.
Right. Yeah. Now to keep on the DC action figure tip, something that I didn't know was out there and is on sale. What was that?
Just the tip.
Something that's out there that I didn't know was on sale or it was available, let alone on sale. It was released on May 24th, was the Matt Ryan accurate Constantine action figure that was released by DC.
That's actually in my my queue on Amazon. A little tip, though, if you're just buying for yourself or even buying for others throughout the year, just put everything you ever want on your Amazon shopping cart and then move it to save for later. And then you get these alerts, and it's like the damn stock exchange. And you can watch prices fluctuate, and you can, you know, buy.
You're absolutely
right. Like right now,
right.
The Jessica Jones figure is $16.90. Tomorrow it'll be $19.99 again. Rocket Raccoon from the Mantis Build-A-Figure series. I'm dropping this for you, Andy. $14.88.
Holy cow.
So you get Rocket plus the
Build-A-Figure piece that's going for half of that right now all on its own. Oh, man. But, yeah, I want this figure. This falls into that the only cosplay Andy's ever done publicly category.
That was your accidental cosplay as well.
Yeah, well, I have plenty of those. Yeah, the guy from the show, or the guy from the podcast that I didn't know existed until some... and the John Constantine stuff. Yeah, no, absolutely. I need this figure. Anybody who's a fan of Arrow or The Flash or Legends of Tomorrow, whatever it might be, this falls into that category, but it looks like him. Like it's one of those figures that more so than a lot of figures eerily reproduces the likeness of the actor. And it comes with, you know, various hands. One of them has the lighter. One of them has just like two sets of flames coming out of them. So it's a good ass figure, and I'm sure you can pick it up at your local comic book shops, which again, we fully support you going and visiting this time of year. They need your support.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. Matt Ryan, Constantine figure, get it for somebody in honor of me.
1983 on Amazon.
Oh, it's 1730 on Thing from Another World.
Oh, nice. Better still.
Better still.
And I think there's even a Hawk Girl in that TV line.
There is. Yeah. I just haven't seen the I just haven't seen that particular figure, that higher end, that better scale DC collectible Matt Ryan figure. So,
yeah, that one is pretty cool. Well, let's see. What else do I have on the big list? Talking about other heroes that kind of just edge into the comic book realm. He didn't start out life there, but he found his way into the comics. What is it? The Entertainment Earth has their Space Ghost, which I think is a might be a 12-inch scale figure,
no,
if I'm not mistaken.
It's a 1/12 collective figure, so it's roughly the same size as a Marvel Legend. It's a little bigger, but not a whole lot.
And they've got a an exclusive version. It's a glow-in-the-dark.
It's so cool.
Space Ghost, and it comes with all these translucent various power band blasts, different configurations of his hands, all glow-in-the-dark, and even a glow-in-the-dark cloaked monkey. Is it...
Blip.
Yes.
I knew I was circling it. I was circling.
Oh yeah,
Blip.
You were edging in there, and you found your ways.
These 1/12 collective figures are amazing. By the way, Mezco is putting them out. There are a ton of them. They have cloth. They have cloth suits for the most part.
Yeah, in fact, the Space Ghost cape is cloth, and it looks like it has a wire armature. Which will allow you to pose it in fun and unique ways.
But they're really cool. They're gorgeous figures. So it's a good call on that one, brother.
Yeah, the Mezco, and who's the SH Fig Arts?
Yeah, Fig Arts.
Oh dear God, those things.
They're amazing. They're amazing figures. But if you can find them, they're also small. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen them. They're very small in comparison to like a Marvel Legends or like I was talking about the Selects or even those 1/12 collective figures, which is really odd, but they're insanely articulated, like just crazy. Yeah. The likenesses are insane. So while we're on the topic of action figures, I wanted to bring up one that I found on ThinkGeek that I'm going to be getting. I want to do the whole song, but I'm not going to. All I'm going to say is dance, because I found the Jareth the Goblin King Jim Henson's Labyrinth 7-inch figure, which is a gorgeous. It's $20. It has the crystal orb. He has a masquerade mask. It's gorgeous. It's if you're a David Bowie fan, you're going to want this.
Especially
figure.
Cinematic Bowie. I mean, is the Nikola Tesla figure far behind?
Oh, God, please, I hope not. I really hope not.
Oh, God, I would so buy that.
I would own a...
Science is not an exact science.
If you're a fan of David Bowie, if you're a fan of Labyrinth... if you're a fan of Jim Henson or just a fan of cool like 80s nostalgia movies, get this thing. It's on ThinkGeek. It's friggin' gorgeous. I love it. So that's all. I'm gonna leave it at that. I don't need to say anything else. It's a David Bowie action figure. Which,
well, there you go.
Why else? I can stop talking now.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, one thing, if you're kind of keen on this sort of thing, I think it's now available again. There was a lot of panic in the collector circles that, you know, you better buy now because it's one of those exclusives, and those do tend, in all fairness, to get snatched up in a big-ass hurry. But I think you can get now the... it does appear to be available again. The Marvel Legends Deadpool Back in Black 6-inch figure.
Okay, that's the cool one, right? That's like
I'm guessing this is like symbiote.
Yes, it is.
Deadpool. He's got some lightsaber katana. George Lucas is gonna sue somebody.
It's the 80s out.
An alternate Venom head from the looks of things.
I kind of want that one. I don't know why. I'm not a...
Yeah, he's got like some Venom tentacles. For those of you listening at home, tentacles. And pretty sharp looking figure. I'm not a huge Deadpool fan. love the crap out of the movie, by the way.
Right.
But I'm still, you know, just Deadpool. It doesn't light my candle.
Yeah, me either. But this figure in particular is different. I feel it's
unique. It's quite a unique take on him. And I think I talked about this on the Rancor Pit Live, just to give a Star Wars bump here. The Black Series Supreme Leader Snoke on Throne.
On Throne.
Has been marked down about $8. It's $31.99 right now from $30.99. So
here's one that isn't
something
marked.
To be aware of if you want to get Snoke doing his gold member cosplay.
Here's something that absolutely isn't marked down, but I kind of want to buy it anyway. The movie realization Ronin Jango Fett figure, which these movies.
Oh, I actually now own a movie realization figure. Holy God. When I buy my Detolf next week.
Oh, my God.
We got a brand new IKEA, and I can't wait to get over there because it's like a stone's throw from home versus like a day trip.
Yeah, yeah. That's dangerous, though. Let me tell you from somebody that's been in that position, that's dangerous. But these movie realizations are, I guess, Eastern-inspired feudal Japan, which is funny since that's what we're going to be going into next.
That is right. The very next, I think I'm turning Japanese, is our next story arc.
Yeah, the feudal Japanese realization, Star Wars and Marvel, and I don't believe they have DC yet, but I'm sure that they'll get the license at some point. But the Jango Fett with the like kind of the pot helmet and the armor, the samurai armor, is just... I'm not a Jango Fett fan. I can't say that, but this figure is damn gorgeous. Just damn gorgeous.
Well, that entire line is amazing. Master Bobby Blakey, friend of the show and occasional guest, owns, I think, probably all of them now. And they're just amazing. They're not cheap. They're usually about $80 to $100. I got the Yumi Ashigura Stormtrooper, which is a beautifully armored Stormtrooper sporting this gigantic longbow. And it was just something about the idea of a feudal Japanese version of a Star Wars Stormtrooper with a bow and arrows and these long-ass arrows that just... I'm like, okay, that's the one I'm going to invest in first. If I only ever get one, that's a pretty dynamic figure. And, you know, he's got a katana and a quiver of arrows and interchangeable hands so he can do different stuff like that. And then there's another that's a drummer that I would really love to – that would be the other one I'd really love to get. But, yeah, that Jango Fett is just amazing.
It's just a really pretty figure. Yeah, so
they actually make Boba Fett as well.
The Boba Fett's insane. I mean, the Boba Fett.
The Jango adds that little element because one of the things that they've done with the is they've taken the look and feel of your Star Wars weaponry, your pistols especially, and given them a period look. So his twin pistols are flintlocks, which is a really cool touch.
Right.
They very much like, you know, the Japanese, the originators of the sidearm, as it were, or as it would become, are the flintlock rifles.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen the Seven Samurai, where they have to capture the rifles. But, you know, that's what, you know, just sort of extrapolating from that, and they both apparently have jet packs that, for reasons.
For reasons.
Because, you know, it is. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about something that, you know, is kind of a neat mashup, like melding, like, you know, James Clavell's Star Wars there. This is what I call that line.
All right, please go on. I'm curious now.
This is one of my favorite mashups because this dates back to the 70s and the era of the big-ass Treasury Edition comics.
Yeah.
And this is one you might have seen on the, you know, the magazine aisle over in your local A&P or Piggly Wiggly back in the day, or affiliated food stores, which are the only three I can think of that aren't around, at least in this area anymore. You know, as soon as I say, well, there's no Piggly Wigglies anymore, someone from Chicago will be like, well, there's Piggly Wigglies all over the damn city. What are you talking about? But not here, so shut up. But this is – there is a deluxe hardcover edition reprinting one of the most curious comic mashups in the history of the medium. And that, of course, is Dennis O'Neill and Neil Adams' Superman versus Muhammad Ali.
God, so good, man. And there is not a better team. You cannot pick a better team than Adams and O'Neill, period, for anything.
Absolutely. And this was famous for the original cover was a wraparound, and the entire they kind of Sergeant Peppered the cover by literally peppering in the DC bullpen along with all kinds of other notables. There are places you can go online and it points out who everybody is.
It's also famous because this is the cover that incited the most horrific thing that Eddie Medina has ever said. And if you want to know what that is, go back and listen to the second Super Sports Balls.
Yes,
indeed.
Let's leave it at that. Yeah, we encourage you to go back and find Super Sports Balls too. But what's incredible about this is it inspired a companion collectible, and right now for $40.84 on Amazon, you can own them both, because the Superman versus Muhammad Ali is $13.59 on Amazon in hardcover.
Right,
which is not bad for a hardcover comic. Granted, it's not like a hardcover graphic novel where it's like, you know, 300 and something pages.
But it's beautiful, and the story is weird as hell, and it's exactly. Awesome.
And as a companion piece, NECA, who have the Alien and Predator lines and a bunch of others, produced a couple of years ago, and it's still available. Right now it's on sale at $27.25 on Amazon, but you can usually find these at Comic and even a lot of the independent toy shops. And that is the Superman versus Muhammad Ali action figure set.
It's gorgeous. It's perfect, too. I mean,
they have been painted in a very flat way to duplicate the Neil Adams artwork.
Speaking of being painted in a flat way to duplicate Neil Adams artwork, don't you have something hanging out in your apartment or your office?
Today I might mention that on the show, and I just flat forgot about that. Yes, in the studio in the newly installed extra wall where I periodically have to wall over windows.
Slowly making it a gulag in there, yeah. Is what you're doing.
I got one window left to jump out of in case of fire. Otherwise, I'm going to trap myself in here.
And you'll go down with the things you love.
That's so true. I think the next one I build, I may have to have a quick release mechanism or something. But yes, I have literally walled over windows in my studio to make extra shelf space. And this thing is a thing of beauty. Probably have talked about this before. I finally got to unbox it to put it on display. And that is the Jack Specific Big Figs Tribute Series 18-inch DC Originals Batman. Now, the Big Figs Tribute Series, I think, is up to 5 different characters now. Apparently, the first one was a monochrome, or what it on the surface looks like a monochrome Harley Quinn.
Right.
Except that it's not just black and gray. It's metallic black and gray silver. And it's absolutely gorgeous. They did a Flash and a metallic reds. A Superman, I forget what the differences were there. But the Batman is probably the most unique in that it has this paint scheme that makes it look like it's two-dimensional. And it really messes with your eyes, especially inside the packaging, because your brain wants it to be two-dimensional but recognizes it's three-dimensional.
Yeah. It is the ultimate optical illusion, for
and
sure.
It has this kind of almost Matt Fleischer style, or Max Fleischer style of paint job to it. It sort of invokes that. The Superman from that series, by the way, in all of these cases, they took existing Jack-specific figures and just either did repaints or such like that. They actually made a cloth costume to put over the painted one on the figure. They probably didn't bother painting the body like they would have on the regular one, but they've given him a cloth costume where normally he would just have a cloth cape. And they all come, unlike most Jack Specific, where it's in a, you know, it's like a little spit of cardboard that hold, you know, holds their feet in place.
Right.
This tribute series line is presentation boxed, so they're gorgeous.
That's fantastic.
And then they've taken their existing Joker figure and given him a foppish hat and a cloth overcoat. So there's five in the series. They're high-end $60 figures. I think at the moment, all of them are $35.99 on Amazon.
That's insane.
Which I've checked pretty much all of them. Harley Quinn is, as I speak, $16.68.
That's a really good price. That's a especially
for something
really
that has
price.
A $60 price tag.
All right. All right, we need to start wrapping this bad boy up. So let's see. I got one more that I really want to talk about. And that is the – not necessarily – I guess it is comic book related now, but not necessarily comic book related now. there are 3 3/4 inch – they call them – what was it that they called them? Disney Afternoon Collection 3 3/4 inch figures. Insanely, I need every one of these. There is a Darkwing Duck, a Negaton, which is the black and white anti-Darkwing Duck, a Scrooge McDuck, a Chip, a Dale, a Baloo in this series one. This is the coolest damn thing for a collector that is in their early 40s or late 30s. Ever. Darkwing Duck comes with his gun. Scrooge McDuck comes with a cane and a bag of money. Chip and Dale. Dale comes with a zipper, which is the little... I forget if it's a bug or what the hell he is. Neither of them have pants. Nobody has pants. Everybody's pantsless. Everybody's got a jacket, but no pants. Super excited. I can't express how excited I am about these figures. I'm going to let mine go on this. If you have anybody in this age range who collects action figures, man, woman, child, well, man, child, or woman, child, please get them these figures. You will not be disappointed. That's all I'm going to say.
Those are pretty impressive. I love them. They're not in my wheelhouse, but they are look to be incredibly well-done figures.
Yes. So that's all I got. I'm done. I'm out.
Well, I'm going to wrap it up with one that Andy and I have both been just drooling for and have not yet allowed ourselves to push the button on the exorbitant scalper price that it's a store exclusive that's being put forth at a scalper price. It's
insane. Oh, God, yes.
And that's the Walmart... .com has become a scalper in that, okay, we talked about the Deadpool, which was an exclusive to GameStop, and it's like, what, $22, usually marked down to $20. You know, it's within the range of what you'd expect to pay for Marvel Legends. From the outset, Walmart has had their Black Panther exclusive. You know, this is the same time that Invisible Woman and Human Torch and Medusa have come out from Walgreens at the standard issue price. And meanwhile, over at Walmart, they're asking $30 for a $20 figure.
Right.
In their Black Panther, their comic book accurate Black Panther, which is an insanely cool figure. And they want $10 more. But now, just very recently, when we were talking about this very show, I look at their website, and then they put the tantalizing 1987 in store only.
So they're out there.
So you save $10.10 if, God forbid, your local Walmart has bothered to put them on the shelf, and that swappers haven't come and replaced Black Panther with a Peter Quill figure or something.
Now, here's the interesting part to this. No sooner did you send me that link. Well, within a day of you sending me that link, I start seeing pictures on Reddit popping up in the action figures and our action figures and our collectors of people finding them in the store.
Damn them.
So they're out there, guys. They're out there. Man goes into Walmart. Black Panther's in Walmart. We're going to need a bigger cart.
That's right.
So get them and keep them. Don't scalp them. Give them to people that want them. Give them to people that love them. Sell them at full retail. If you need to buy them and then resell them, sell them at the retail price you bought them for. Don't be a scalper. But share the love. Share the love. You got any more you want to talk about?
That's really about it. The only other thing I would say is we talked about this on the Ranker Pit Live, and that is if you're looking for stocking stuffers, which is something we didn't really talk about tonight on this show, a really good place to find some comic book themed stocking stuffers, some especially Star Wars themed stocking stuffers, is go to the Dollar Tree or the 99 cent only store. I've been finding so much cool stuff, oftentimes things that were $4 or $5 everywhere else are getting blown out to these dollar stores. I've got like a ton of the Hot Wheels Star Wars ships for $1 a piece, and these were like $4 or $5 pieces. And the character cars, where they're shaped like the different, where it's a car that where they've sort of melded the look, invoked the look of a Star Wars character with something akin to an automobile. They're out there. And they're, I found those at the 99 cent only store, thanks to a tip from a friend. And it's just like, there's cool stuff out there. And you can find all kinds of neat things, like little blank books that are themed, sticker books, just little things, for the kids.
Yeah, and you know what? If you can't find what you want at the dollar store, head over to Five Below.
Five Below has a ton
of stuff, just an insane amount of stuff.
They wind up with some odd Marvel Legends from time to time for $5, they've got all kinds of stuff. And plus, if you just, really want some poop emoji pillows to kind of really draw the room together, they've got every style imaginable.
I found that 10x10 die over there, the foam, hard foam.
Oh, I've seen those there, yes.
Yeah, bought one of those, like all kinds of weird stuff. Just check it out. All right, Cole. Well, welcome. How does it feel? It's been a month. Does it feel good?
It feels great. I'm very much looking forward to getting back into the regular gear, getting our the show back up and running, getting the JCU to have some content again. Apologies to everybody. Thank you to everybody who's been sticking with us all this time. We're going to be back in a big way. Go out there and be like Bob Cratchit the night before, make merry. And just, enjoy the rich pantheon of stuff that's out there for comic fans. It's just crazy. And I want to send a personal shout out to anybody who's listening to the show who attended our annual Dollar Store Christmas that Mrs. Jedi Cole and I did. A lot of newbies got to see my studio for the first time, and it's just Herculean. Always... Yes, indeed. And it's just always a treat to show off the studio because I get to really get a feel for how overwhelming it is if you don't just get to sit in here every day.
I forget how I explained it, but it's besides Herculean, we were just talking about it, and it is a shock to your system. It's literally like it's different than a museum because there's so much to take in at once. You go into a sense of like reverse sensory deprivation where you walk in and it's just like boom and it's everywhere and you can't take everything in, and it's amazing and intimidating, to be honest. If it took me 3 or 4 times to feel really comfortable in that room because there's just so much of it.
Well, and it's funny because Eddie, when he walked in the first time with the new wall there, he said it was kind of disorienting.
Yeah.
Because he's been here so many times and he was accustomed to this Revenge of the Jedi poster that's mounted on artboard that was just sort of leaning up against the pull-down curtain for the window immediately as you walk in. And absent that and so many things just confronting his eyes dead on as you walk in, I hadn't thought about how much different this room looks to people who've seen it so often.
Yeah.
you know, once you, like you say, once it settles in your mind, you know, even the new things added were just sort of crammed in amongst everything that was already there as I curate this massive collection.
It's what I imagine the Elf on the Shelf warehouse must feel like with them all moving around when you're not looking. All right. Let's plug it up. We'll get out of here because we're going to return in very short order to start the next story arc, which we've been chomping at the bit to do. Thank you all for your patience. Coming to you from what is essentially the closest thing you can get to a Led Zeppelin song in Ohio. It's snowy. It's cold. We now have a north-north studio and a south-south studio. So we're literally taking the entire width and breadth of the United States and providing you with the best podcasting we possibly can. So, Cole, would you plug us up, please, so that we can let these fine people get back to their holiday shopping?
Absolutely, yes. Get out there and buy some cool stuff for yourself, for those in your life who love the comics, and there's just tons of stuff. And visit your local comic shop. Ask them about things like trade paperbacks and omnibus and other collections of the fan in your life. One of the things we didn't mention as well, apart from that Superman versus Muhammad Ali reprint, you know, there's just so many places and ways you can find some cool stuff. But we're, of course, coming to you through the auspices of the Jedi Cole universe because we're back, baby, at JediCole.com. You can write to us at JCUmail@yahoo.com. And watch for myself and Eddie Medina on the aforementioned DallasOnAir.com first and third Sundays of every month, with our shows beginning as early as 9:30 a.m. Central Time. First Sunday being Figments, second Sunday being Isle of Toys, followed immediately by the Rancor Pit Live, entering our barreling up on 4 years of that show. It's just been an amazing run. You know, watch for Instagram kind of dried up on Isle of Toys because my phone's a piece of garbage and I make Instagram off. So I'm hoping that after the holidays I'll rectify that. You know, we've got a lot of other web presences. There's some Facebook pages and other stuff. So just look for Jedi Cole Universe, Hey Kids Comics, Isle of Toys, Figments, and the Rancor Pit.
I think we haven't done this in so long that you kind of you've kind of forgot how to plug.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we'll have to – that's it. That's the last hiatus for a while, for at least a year, because we can't have that. So, all right, everybody. Thank you. Buy, collect, enjoy your comic books, especially for your loved ones this time of year, and go out and buy yourself something nice too. You deserve it. You work hard. You get up in the morning. Most of you take showers. You get dressed. You go to work. You go do your thing. Do something nice for yourself. Treat yourself this year for Christmas, and join us next time for more. Hey Kids Comics. Say goodnight, Cole.
Good night, everybody, from good sunny night. Gotham City.
Good night. Good night, everybody, from I think the closest thing you're going to get to Asgard on Earth right now. So good night.